Oh, it's time again for Checkoff Chat, brought to you courtesy your Beef Checkoff Dollars, our Wisconsin Beef Council folks, and the good folks at the Equity Livestock Sales Association. Now, if you hear a little bit of a change in my tone, it's because today we want to visit with John Freite, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Beef Council, but not for long. John has decided that he is going to take some precious time, retire, and enjoy life outside of the office, outside of the boardroom. First of all, congratulations, John, on the retirement. Sincerely well-deserved. How many years you've been doing this?
18, Pam. Yeah.
Were you the first official executive director of the Beef Council?
No, there were actually four prior to me.
Oh, wow.
So one gentleman that was actually the exec is now working for NCBA in communications, and then had Jane Hillstrom and Laurie Dunn, a gentleman that used to work at... can't remember, but anyways, there's been three or four before me, so.
Tell me a little bit about some of the changes that you've seen in your time, John, not just with Wisconsin's beef industry, but also with programs and how consumers are responding.
Well, the big thing, and that's kind of what puts me behind the eight ball, is the social media aspect. You know, our goal now is talking to millennials, you know, 20 to 33, 34. And it's all on social media, whether it's Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat. That's why I got good people working for me that know that. And that's how they communicate. And that's our target audience. So, you know, we don't do much on TV. Well, we never did much on TV. Radio, we don't do a lot of advertising on radio. I kind of an old school. I think that our producers need to hear what we're doing, and so we try and do things like what we're doing with you. So we have some communication with the checkoff program, but it's a whole different world. One of the other things we did is we hired a registered dietitian. People want to know what's in their food, how does it fit their diet, and beef's got a great story to tell. So. That was one of the reasons we hired a dietitian, and so there's been quite a few changes, and the beef industry itself is changing every day.
Well, and let's talk a little bit about that, because you were involved in the beef industry yourself as an individual, worked always closely with the Wisconsin Cattlemen's Association, and although there are lines, it's still kind of one of those deals, we're all in it together. Tell me what the beef industry looked like when you got ready to take over as executive director. You know, people may see kind of a unified group now, but it was a little bit more fragmented back in the day.
Absolutely. there was a difference between the dairy producer and the beef producer. They couldn't agree to disagree sometimes. You know, both segments of our industry bring beef to the table. It's both of them are good. It's just different preferences and different types of animals, and so we were trying to help the consumer figure out what's the best way to cook these different products. It might be organic and grass-fed now. You know, we never really talked that much about it when I first started, and now there's a lot of that. Animal welfare. Our BQA program has transitioned a whole lot from antibiotic residue and injection sites now to animal welfare. And how are we treating the animals? That's one of the first things they ask us. Are you treating those animals all right? They're used to seeing their dog being pampered and petted and everything else, and so they think we should handle our big 1,200 pound plus cows that way. I'm sorry, but you don't do that.
You know, the other thing I think about when you first were having your meetings with industry leaders, and that probably was, you know, some of the beef breeds, the dairy industry. Now you are as much involved talking with cardiologists, dietitians. You're in that conversation probably more than you ever expected.
Absolutely. We do a lot of farm-to-fork tours, and it's with nutritional influencers and the people in the medical field, because we want them to carry our story forward. We'll do probably 8 tours a year. We'll invite chefs, dietitians, family and consumer science teachers, and we'll take them out to a beef farm. We'll take them to a dairy farm. We'll take them to a locker plant so that they can actually see what's happening. A year ago this time, we did a family and consumer science tour for family and consumer science teachers from all over the country. I had a young lady from California tell me, John, she says, this is really good. She says, now I can go back to my students in California and tell them, forget about Facebook. This is what I saw, and this is the way it's being handled, and they're what they're doing on the farm. It isn't what you read on Facebook. Well, I think in California we need maybe a little more of that. So that was fun.
You know, you make a good point, John. The pendulum swings. We go from one breed body type to another in agriculture. We should expect, and maybe the way consumers are, is where they put their trust. So sounds like you hope that the Wisconsin Beef Council is going to continue with that practical face-to-face communication as much as social media.
Absolutely. We need other people that have credibility helping to tell our story. And the consumer, sometimes they have a really great relationship with their doctor or their nurse, or maybe it's a teacher, and so they maybe have more credibility than us. And, you know, I keep telling our producers, you are the ones that need to be talking to these people. They don't want to listen to us, your hired guns. So they're, it's changing, and I think they're getting more comfortable doing that, but they're out of their comfort zone.
Speaking of which, can you tell that personal story on how that relationship between those professionals, those cardiologists, and their assumptions, misinformation actually struck home with you and your wife? You guys lived that misunderstanding.
Yes, we did. My wife had cancer 20 years ago, and one of the problems with the chemo drug that she had is congestive heart failure. So we went into her doctor's office after a couple of times, and he keeps saying, and I can't remember exactly, but you got to have weeds, seeds, and a bunch of other stuff that, you know, it's not good meat. It's just all of the frills, that I guess. And so I started taking him some beef information, and then a little bit each time. My wife says, don't do that. Well, I think I have to. So now, the last time we were there, he says, John, he says, you know, I'm starting to eat some grass-fed beef. In fact, I'm having it four times a month. I says, you're learning. So he's happy. And then we had another instance where a cardiologist, I was talking to a bunch of women at some women's organization and talking about the nutritional value of beef. And this one woman said, well, my husband had heart surgery, and what's the first thing his doctor told him he should have is you have a tenderloin. You need to have that good protein and that iron and zinc to help your heart get stronger. And so it's slowly but surely it's changing.
So speaking of changing, now you're going to turn a page, and we mentioned what do you and the wife have planned on the short term? Big trips, or what can... When are we going to see John Freitag again?
Well, it's hard for me to leave this stuff. Somehow I want to be involved, and we'll find a way. But it's time for us, two of us, to spend a little more time together. And we're going to take a couple of trips, but nothing real elaborate. We're just going to go and enjoy ourselves and enjoy what the United States has to offer.
Do you guys still have any cattle of your own?
We do not. When she got sick, she says, if you're going to be busy running around, I'm not going to chase cattle.
Yeah, yeah.
But we rent out some of our pasture, and so I still move the cattle in the summer and check on mineral and those types of things. And but in the fall when it gets cold, I can wave goodbye, and I don't have to worry about them.
Well, and again, as we said, John Freitag, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Beef Council, transitioning to new leadership. And I guess for those that are alarmed at change, the good news is the next face in the chair, pretty familiar with Wisconsin livestock.
Very much so. I think that person will do a great job, and I look forward to helping her make the transition into the beef world, and we'll work at it together.
Again, John Freitag, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Beef Council. He'll be gone but not forgotten, and even at gone, like he said, he'll still be probably showing up around the fray when it comes to the Wisconsin beef and cattle industry. And that, my friends, is your Checkoff Chat, brought to you courtesy of your Beef Checkoff Dollars, as well as our partnership with the Equity Livestock Sales Association.